Today's program has been brought to you by White Oak Pastures, a five-generation Georgia-based beef and poultry farm determined to conduct business in an honorable manner. For more information, visit whiteoakpastures.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Greenhorns, this is Severin. This is Greenhorns Radio. Radio for young farmers by young farmers. And it's another day. I'm here in Greenhorns World, back from a big adventure off in Europe, meeting with farmers across Europe, not only farmers, also activists, organizers, researchers on issues of land access and land grabbing, all sorts of things. And I'm here now with two ladies, with Catherine and with Leah, is that right?
No, it's Kyla Smith and Willa Patterson.
Oh, golly, my information is not totally correct. Maybe you should introduce yourselves.
Sure. My name is Kyla Smith. I'm the Certification Program Director at Pennsylvania Certified Organic.
And I'm Willa Patterson. I'm the FarmFest co-coordinator for the event that we have coming up.
So you guys are interested to talk about the event that you have coming up. Maybe we should get that out of the way and then talk a little bit more about the certification process.
Sure. I will hand it over to Willa. Hi there, this is Willa.
So tell us about your party and the theory behind it.
So FarmFest is, a wonderful, fun, free event looking at just educating folks on organic agriculture and sustainable living. And it's coming up August 2nd and 3rd. It's here in central Pennsylvania at the Grange Fairgrounds. And, we're just really excited to have so many contributors this year. We have over 25 indoor exhibitors that include a number of our sponsors. And then we also have an outdoor homemade and homegrown market, so outdoor vendors that will be selling their wares. We also have a new this year, we have a natural health and an outdoor symposium where folks will be talking about natural health remedies and that sort of thing, and then also looking at outdoor adventure and those types of things.
Holy smokes, so tell me about the Grange Fairgrounds. That sounds very intriguing.
Yeah, the Grange Fairgrounds is... I believe it is the oldest encampment of this type of fair that happens in all of the United States, and that is home to the Center Hall Grange Fair that happens the third week of August, which is also a celebration of agriculture, and kids bring their chickens and rabbits for competition and that sort of thing. So that's definitely an agricultural focus for Pennsylvania. And so this event that we're hosting is kind of the organic Grange Fair, as we like to call it. And it's a much shorter event. So the Grange Fairgrounds is a beautiful, sprawling fairgrounds in the heart of central PA.
Well, this is a really exciting, of course, time of year. So many harvest-type events going on. Obviously, there is also Farm Aid coming up. We have the Maker Fair coming up, the Common Ground Fair coming up. It's like September is kind of off the hook. Do you want to give people the information they need to be able to attend or present at your event?
Yeah, sure. So for this year, our event is actually this coming weekend, and it's August 2nd and 3rd. It's a Friday evening. It's from 4 to 10:30. We have bands that play all evening, and then we also have the event happening Saturday. It kicks off with a 5K at 9 a.m., and then it runs, the vendors open up from 10 to 7 p.m., and then the music goes till 10:30. And so it's a free event, so Gate 1 and Gate 4 will be open at the Grange Fairgrounds, and we just invite folks to come in, make a donation if they want to. We also have camping available, so pack up and bring the whole family to enjoy the weekend. And camping, there's a small fee associated with that, but the whole event itself is free, and we have educational speakers and that sort of thing that I can give you more details about as well. But, yeah, to come, it's absolutely free, and we've got lots of family-friendly kids activities. So, yeah.
So what's the URL to figure out more?
The URL is farmfest.paorganic.org. And you'll find all of information on camping, sponsors. If you have any goods you would want to contribute to a silent auction that we're hosting, we do have some spaces in our homemade and homegrown market if some vendors want to slip in last minute. As far as our presenters go, we're pretty booked up, but we're definitely taking folks on a list for next year to kind of get our schedule started. And then we're always looking for more volunteers, especially with our parking. If anybody wants to come out, get a free T-shirt and lend a hand. And then our full schedule of activities is also there at farmfest.paorganic.org.
Well, that sounds really great, and I'm so thankful for more people organizing more parties about more farming.
Yeah,
we're particular in rural places about organic farming and family-friendly fun.
Yeah, we're very excited. And just to highlight a couple of our speakers, we're having Jerry Brunetti speaking at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And so Jerry is just very well known for his scientific understanding of plants and animal ecosystems and teaches a very connect-the-dot system approach to help farmers understand how the health of people and their communities are intimately linked to healthy land. So we're really excited to have him. And then as well, we have Gary Zimmer. He's speaking at 3 o'clock on Saturday. And he was very crucial in the Midwestern, is the president of Midwestern BioAg. So he's a biological farmer that consults with many different organizations and farms. So we're very excited to have both of those speakers. And then as well, Pennsylvania Association for Sustainable Agriculture is kicking off Local Foods Week in our region for Center County. So we're very excited to kind of share that and be the kickoff for that. And Brian Snyder, their executive director, as well as Susan Beal, will be speaking at 5 o'clock and doing kind of a call to action to farmers on some of the issues that they're working on as
well.
Sounds
great. I hope you get great attendance. I wish I could go. There's just way too much to do over here.
Yeah,
we got a lot of stuff to process in the kitchen, but I think you're going to have a great time, and sounds like we can move and talk more now about the seed farm and the certification scene in Pennsylvania.
Okay, great. Can you repeat
hello,
the question? I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
I said, hi, can you tell us a little bit about the young certification scheme, the scene for certification in Pennsylvania? What's going on over there? What's the latest news?
So organic certification is hopping in Pennsylvania. We are continuing to grow here in Pennsylvania and continue to certify more and more farms, especially dairy operations, and we definitely are also seeing the market increase as far as processed products as well.
Do you want to tell a little bit how you got into certification and how certification could fit into a career for someone who needs another job?
Sure. So, you know, organic farming has been around for forever and ever, and, you know, the organic movement was really a grassroots movement. And the Organic Foods Production Act was established in 1990, which was the act in Congress, the law that allowed for the regulations that we all live and die by, essentially, to be created. It took 12 years for those regulations to come forward. So in 2002, those regulations were put forth for all accredited certifiers to certify to, and so all farmers and processors across the country abide by those regulations, the same set of regulations. So Pennsylvania Certified Organic was established in 1997, so actually before the regulations were established, and it was that type of thing where all of our members just signed a sheet of paper that we are going to live by these rules. And so once the federal law came out, we had a new set of rules to abide by. So I actually started here in the PCO office just answering phones and moved my way up. I came from a background of family farming, family gardening, really not farming, but, so I was really excited to get back into something that I was passionate about as, throughout my youth. And so as far as starting a new career, I mean, this was certainly something I didn't go to school for, but, found my niche. And it is definitely, as I said, an industry that is growing leaps and bounds. I think the latest number is that the organic industry is $35 billion or million or billion. but it's definitely growing by leaps and bounds, and there's tons of different certification agencies across the country. I believe there are 50 across the United States, and then there's always, work for organic inspectors as well. So sometimes being in the office is not the ideal for people who are associated with agriculture. They like to be, out on the farms and romping around. And so being an organic inspector is maybe more, suitable to somebody who is interested in the organic agriculture industry but might not like to be tied to the computer or the desk.
Well, and of course, it's important to mention that Pennsylvania is a state that's really set up well for potential farmers, aspiring farmers. You're really close to this major population density on the East Coast with prime agricultural soils and beautiful stone barns, Pennsylvania Dutch barns, and the Rodale Institute is there, and PASA is strong. So Pennsylvania is really a prime for success, you could say, in this phase of agricultural redevelopment. Do you want to talk about some of the new market niches that you see people getting into with organics, some of the new terrain that might be interesting to people, even if they're in other regions?
Sure. I mean, I don't know if this is necessarily a niche, but we continue to see new dairy farmers getting onto the milk truck throughout Pennsylvania and the other states that we certify in. We also are seeing an increase, for us as PCO, the processed products. So pretzels or salsa or anything like that, which I think is just goes to show that more people are buying organic. There's a lot, more brands in the stores and we're sort of a mid-size certifier. And I think some of the bigger certifiers have always, that's been something that they've always certified, the bigger companies who produce organic processed products. But we are seeing a lot of smaller companies who are trying to get their foot in the door, making, organic baby foods and even or dog treats, and I do think that some of those things are you're going to see a little bit more coming out as standards get developed in those areas. So there will be upcoming standards on pet food, as well as on body care products. So those could be some items to come, but it's always exciting when you get someone who is more of like a mom and pop shop starting up and getting their product out there. It's been exciting for us to see the growth in the organic processed products. So.
And will you talk a little bit also about the lifestyle of the certifier? I mean, I know a couple of people who do certification, and they talk a lot about what fun it is. Well, there's a lot of driving in California, I know that, probably a little bit less in Pennsylvania, but that really certification can be such a fun side job and even maybe a little bit flexible. I wonder if you could just reflect a little bit on the practicalities of being a certifier.
Sure. So I definitely think that the flexible schedule more is more on the inspector side of things. So we have a couple of staff inspectors, but they do, you know, have their offices at home, and they come into the office infrequently. We also work with several contracted inspectors, and, you know, they may do inspections for other certifiers as well. And so, yeah, some of them are life on the road, and they just travel around from, you know, farm to farm, state to state, and inspecting for you know, various different certifiers. With the advances in technology, there are definitely we have also, in addition to our inspectors who have like home offices, our policy director and our education and outreach director also work from home and are able to just be a little bit more flexible with their schedule, and we're always increasing that ability for our certification review staff to be able to do certification work remotely. So, and, you know, which would helps with the flexible schedule. And some people just, yeah, like to work out of the comfort of their own home and in their pajamas, and that's definitely becoming more of a possibility with the increased advances in technology, for sure.
I also thought you might be really in a good position to reflect on some of the incubator programs that are starting to emerge in Pennsylvania. I know that the seed farm has been flourishing, and that people have even been leaving the incubator and starting their own farms. Perhaps you could give a little overview about that.
I'm actually not too much able to speak on that. I mean, at PCO, we are starting like mentorship type of programs. We've gotten several grants to be able to do like a different mentorship programs, and that's more around like a transitioning into organic. So for a crop farmer, land needs to be free of prohibited materials for 36 months. So that's a 3-year transition to be able to transition your land into organic. And for livestock, for dairy, it's a 12-month transition for the animal to be able to sell milk or milk products as organic. So, you know, there's definitely some challenges during that time, and to be able to connect a transitioning farmer with an established mentor is, we've seen success in that before, and so we've been getting increased funding to be able to continue with those mentorship programs. I'm not as familiar with the incubator programs that you're talking about.
Well, I think there's something to learn on the internet, and I will do my best to learn. But just for everyone's information, there are incubator programs going on in Pennsylvania. One of them is called the Seed Farm, and there was a previous radio show where we talked to one of the seed farmers. So if you're interested in incubation, you could check that out. I wanted to make sure to comment about some of the upcoming events and opportunities that are going on in my region and other regions, and give you also a chance to think through any resources that you wanted to highlight from your own world. This coming weekend, August 4th, there's a big party in Stanfordville, New York. It's a mixer for young farmers, and it is free. The free party for young farmers. what more do I need to say, really? There's one also tonight, Young Farmers Night in Massachusetts. If you go to youngfarmersnight.com, you can learn about that. So August 4th is the mixer at Big Rock Farm. August 17th is the Beehive Design Collective 8th Annual Black Fly Ball. And then on the 19th, which is Monday, there's a event for young farmers in Canada. And then we get down in September for this insane bonanza, Maker Faire, Mosca, Common Ground Fair, Farm Aid, then the Farm Hack Teamster event. It's a pretty big deal. If you're thinking about your schedule and you're feeling a little tired and maybe a little bit like you haven't had any time to hang out with anyone, think ahead and make a plan for the weekend of September 21st, because there is going to be a lot going on. I wonder what the moon phase will be. We could look it up in the almanac. Okay, it's not going to be full. But you could pretend that it's going to be full. Any events you wanted to alert people to other than the Farm Fest you have going on?
No, that's our big event. Also on Friday, prior to the start, the kickoff at 4 o'clock, we do have a field day at a farm local to hear a dairy farmer to talk about the transitioning process and the implementation of the pasture rule requirements and how that's going for him. There's going to be some PCO staff members there, and there's information on that field day on the website, farmfest.paorganic.org, about the location of that, but it's very close, within 10 miles of the Grange Fairgrounds in Center Hall. I believe the farmer's name is Ben Stoltzfus.
Well, sounds good. Sounds very positive. I'm really glad to hear another chime in from the Pennsylvania region. I know Mal and Anthony at PASA have been working really hard on lease opportunities and land opportunities there, and continues to come over to New York to try and recruit young farmers for to farm in Pennsylvania. So I, there's a little bit of interstate jealousy, but it's not too bad. And I hope you guys keep going.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. And, maybe you can make it down next year to Farm Fest.
Rock on, Farm Fest. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. This has been another episode of Greenhorns Radio, radio for young farmers by young farmers. I hope you're all doing great. All the best.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.